I am Planta on the Line. This is thecommentary.ca. Eventually, we all have to play host to visitors at home. Entertaining can be frightening and certainly stressful. There's a new book from the television personality Ricardo Larrivé that will help us get through the business of serving meals to our guests. Ricardo, Meals for Every Occasion, is a lavishly illustrated book with simple, easy-to-follow recipes that are imaginative and unpretentious. Whether we're cooking to impress or hosting pals over or making breakfast for overnight guests, there's much in this book to consume, and perhaps, as the author hopes, you'll want to have guests more often. Ricardo Larrivé is the popular host of Ricardo on Radio-Canada, which is very popular in Quebec and beyond. For English-speaking viewers, he's on Food Network Canada with an equally popular program, Ricardo and Friends. He's often described as Quebec's answer to Jamie Oliver. This is his second book in English and has already been successful in French, selling over 50,000 copies. The book is published by Whitecap in Toronto this day. Please welcome to the Planta Online program, Ricardo Larrivé. Bon matin, Monsieur Larrivé.
Hey, thank you very much for having me with you.
You're very welcome. Now, I saw your program on Radio-Canada the other day, and that I was so impressed with the kitchen.
my kitchen, yes. Well, you know what? It started with a sad story. 2 years ago, my wife had breast cancer. And I announced to CBC, I said, you know what, I need to be close to my family. If you want me to be on air, I'm going to build a bigger kitchen with everything I need to shoot the show in my house. And they said, yes. So we have this dream kitchen in my house where we can actually shoot everything, French or English, for here or for Europe, for anything we do, and it's a lot of fun because if I'm done at 5, at 5:15, I'm in the garden with the girls.
You know, I was looking at it, and you know how when you watch TV, you sort of look at out the window,
yeah.
And you think it's like a painting or something like that, but that's really your house, is it?
Oh, yes, it is. I mean, sometimes I stop the show to open the door to the cat, and it's really, it's my house. So I like to do things that are not fake. Anyway, same thing with the book. I wanted real pictures with real friends, with real family. I try to keep it as close to what everybody lives as possible.
And your house is outside of Montreal, is it?
Yes, it's about 35 minutes South Shore, aiming the Eastern Townships and the United States, in a beautiful little city that has a lot of history. The Jacques Michel de Salaberry, which is a Canadian hero, won the last battle against the American, lived and died in the city where I lived. And in 1850, I think there was 5,000 British troops in Chambly to protect Canada. So we have this culture and this architecture that is a blend of many things. It's kind of, I would say, you know what, it's our Niagara on the lake. It's loyalist country. It's close to the water. Food is important. Tourism is really important. So it's kind of a Niagara on the lake. Not as nice, but the same type.
Now, your wife, how is she doing?
Oh, she's doing very good now. It was a tough 2 years. Everybody that had to battle cancer know how tough it is on the family and emotion and everything. And we worked together for the last 16 years, so we're really a tight family. And it was tough. I could say, as a father and husband, you always wonder what's going on and what's going to happen and everything. But you know what? Now that this is behind us, we don't panic for nothing. We take every day one at a time, and we try to get the best out of it. As for food, as for family and friends, we enjoy it as much as we can.
Now, are you a fan of preparing things in advance, freezing them and taking them out, let's say if a guest comes over unexpectedly, just taking out and defrosting it?
Well, it's halfway what I do. I try to keep the elements I will need to prepare food. So rarely I will freeze a finished dish, but I will keep fish, I will keep certain meats, chicken, I will keep things that will help me prepare a last-minute dish. So people think that, you know, I was ready. Well, I was not really. I was reading with the ingredients. This is really important to me, to keep chicken in stock, Parmigiano Reggiano, just good pasta, maybe arbor your rice if I want to do a quick risotto. Just the name sounds like a restaurant, but actually it's just, you know, rice that you stir for 20 minutes with chicken broth, a bit of white wine, and you can add anything you have as a leftover, from shrimp to chicken to green peas to whatever you have. Sometimes you don't have to look very far to make something that will look, you know, very, very good.
Now, for the most part, the recipes in this book don't take a lot of ingredients to make. Mm-hmm. Was that your goal?
Well, you know what? Quite often at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, when we're back at home, if we were in town for any reason, and we are tired like everybody else, I often ask myself a question, and my wife too, are we going to cook what we have created? We would be too tired. And I have the answer. You know, I see myself as the guy next door, and I would like to answer this demand that we have all across the country to just have simple, good stuff that you, instead of ordering, you could prepare. It's going to smell good. The family is happy. It's cheaper. You have leftovers. And it makes you feel good also, because you had this great dinner with your family. Because even though I call it, you know, meal for every occasion or entertaining with friends, like, most of the meal we do are just for us and the people very, very close. Maybe we have people at home that are not our very close family, maybe once a month, maybe even not. So it's important to me to think of the daily food we eat. So it has to be simple. Otherwise, people won't do it.
And it doesn't take very long. Most of the things in here, right?
No, it's true. And there's things for every occasion, but you can just roast a chicken leg with honey and a bit of rosemary for 55 minutes in the oven with salt and pepper. And this are with mashed potatoes. Everybody's going to enjoy it. And it's going to be full of flavor, inexpensive, and you have just a great dinner with family Monday night.
And the other great thing about the book is that you can get these ingredients throughout the country. So if you're in your...
Exactly.
Part of the world and my part of the world, we can make anything in the book,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. 3 days ago, I was in Vancouver, and the first thing I do when I have a minute is to go to the local grocery store, not the fancy shop, the local grocery store, and I look what people put in their basket, what type of meat cut there is, what are the dairy available, just so that I don't have to really change my, you know, the way I cook, but I can, you know, adapt it and think of others, because I'm not doing it just for myself. I'm doing it in the hope, as I said, that it's going to give you an idea to say, hey, I can do this. The only thing missing is this ingredients or that thing, and I'll be able to do it. So usually I try to keep it like under 30 minutes or 20 minutes to prepare your meal, and 7-8 ingredients max. That's counting the salt and pepper and the oil, you know. So people are, once again, they say, hey, I can do this. It's quite simple. I'll stop by when I'll come back from work, and we'll eat this.
Now, if we were guests at your house, would you let us help out in the kitchen, or do you like doing everything yourself?
You know, it's funny, because sometimes I make a list.
Yeah.
Before my guests arrive, I'm just making a quick list on what is the order of the things I would like to do, and what do I have to finish off or prepare. So when someone offers himself, I say, well, yeah, you can, I don't know, cut the bread or just place this on the table. I know what to propose them if they really want to help me. Or what I try to do is to try to do things that can stay, like, on the back burner, or I don't want to do last-minute cooking if somebody wants his meat rare or something, because I don't want to stress. So at the last minute, I will just do finishing touch. And in this case, you're not, you know, stressed to ask people to help you, because actually most of the job is done. It's just to, yeah, finish, you know, just setting up a plate or doing things like that.
You have three daughters. Are your children picky eaters?
Actually, I always say my children are exactly like yours or any kid. I try to open their mind to others, to different things, but from time to time they will have this new fit that they don't like tomatoes or something, and I just say, okay, fine, I know it's going to come back, and I never complain in front of them if I don't, you know, like something. So I want them to make their own choices. I never criticize food. And I think for girls, it's very important in the family, I never talk about weight. I never talk about, you know, doing a new diet or something. I don't want them to become grown up always concerned about how they look, how they are. I want them to cherish the fact that in the country, we're lucky enough to have three meals a day, most of us, and that a meal should be a feast. It should be a moment that you share with your friends, with your family, and not something that is going to kill you, make you fat, make you sick. It has to stay on the positive side. But they love to cook. They love to try things according to their age. You know, the youngest one, the only thing she does, and she loves to do it when you have friends, she just dip blueberries in chocolate and serve them to the guests, and she's so proud. Another one, she's the queen of pancakes, and I have another princess of omelette. They have their little things that they can do, and they know, and they feel good about it. It's all about the self-esteem also.
Now, I get a lot of books that come across my desk, and this one, I must admit, it's wonderfully put together. The photographs are remarkable. Who did the photographs?
It's Christian Lacroix, which is a great photographer, and he travels a lot, and he took, you know, we took pictures over a year. So he followed us in real situation throughout the four different seasons. So I think it's a unique book because... And I'm pretty proud because when I'm in Europe or I show it in England somewhere, the comment is, this is so Canadian. And the first time I ask, why do you say this? He says, well, there's something really laid back. You know, like, it's not flashy, but we feel that, you know, we'd like to be there. So I hope that, you know, maybe in 15 years we'll look at it and it's going to be kind of a picture of who we are or who we were in Canada 15, 20 years ago, looking at this, because there's more than just pictures of food. There's houses, you can feel, you know, the country, you can feel the place where I was.
And the prices of the poutine on the...
Yeah, exactly.
There's a shop there that you go to, yeah. Have you been surprised that the book's done so well in French?
Well, it's always a stress, because as I said, I do this in the hope that people are going to like it, so... You do it with the best intention, and then you just wait. I think it's now getting close to 70,000 copies.
Really?
It's still going on, just in French. And in English, it had a very good start. And what makes me really happy is that people recognize themselves in many different situations. It's, oh, yeah, I do this with my friends, or I tried that, or I want to try this. So that is, for me, the nicest thing, when people recognize themselves as, I want to try this, and I'll do this with my family.
Now, television, that remains the bulk of your work, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we shoot 185 days a year. That's many days, in French and English, about half and half. So usually, I shoot 1 week in French. Then we do a week of preparation for all the different shows and stuff we do. Then I shoot a week in English. Then it's a week of promotion throughout the country. So I travel a lot. It's a lot of fun because I get to see people where they are on the farm, in the market, whatever, it's in Montreal or in Vancouver or Calgary. And it's just great to have the pulse of really the people which I hope to talk to in each TV show.
Now, yeah, this might seem a silly question, Ricardo, but you have a magazine in French, you have a TV show in each of the official languages, now these books. Well, I'm wondering, why do you think it is that you're so popular?
It's tough to answer from my side. But, you know, I maybe it's because people know, like, I don't have a restaurant. I'm just this guy that's passionate about food. Decided to study, yes, food to be better at it, doing it for 15 years, and maybe lots of people can identify themselves to me as a husband, a father. At the same time, I'm accessible, I think. I don't want to be different from any others. I'm good in food because I do it every day. But I say to people, you know what? You are good in your job because you do it every day. If I can convince you that, you know, I'm just this guy, and if I can do it, you can. well, then I'm happy. And maybe it works a bit that they see this and say, well, he's right. It's just because I don't have enough time that I can't do everything I would like, but it's the only explanation I have. You would be, you know, in a better situation to give me this explanation. I'm just happy and blessed, you know, that people like what I do throughout the country, because it was my dream to be able to travel and to talk to people from Halifax to Vancouver.
And I think people like you because you're enthusiastic about the work you do. Mm-hmm. Would you ever open a restaurant?
You know what? I don't think so. I will never say never, but I don't think so, because this is another lifestyle. Me, I'm my lifestyle and the goal I have is really about the family, answering this food question for the family. And a restaurant is something else. I like to be at home at night. I wouldn't be happy to be in a restaurant until 10 at night, midnight. And it's very important to me to be, you know, I like to be in my house.
You mentioned earlier that you're in Vancouver this past weekend.
Yeah.
Where here in Vancouver do you enjoy going?
Oh, you know what's great about Vancouver is that it's a nice experience to walk, because you can go from Chinatown to Gastown, just walk downtown, and all of a sudden you go up Robson, and then it's the west, West Vancouver, and you're going to end up at the English Bay. It's sunny, the scenery is beautiful, and there's no dead zone between the neighborhoods. I think this is fantastic, because as a tourist, I would say, we like to be secured by the environment. And it's a foodie city, lots of different restaurants, and from very fancy to very simple food that you can eat on the corner of the street. And the people are very nice, very relaxed, laid back. It's a sporty city. People are, you can feel they love sport and run and jog and do all different things. And I've been lucky, because last week in Vancouver was so beautiful and sunny. And my best friend lives in Vancouver, so it helps also, because I've discovered this city through the eyes of someone who loves it. So when I go, I feel a bit like when I'm crossing Granville Avenue going to my hotel, I like it. I always feel that, oh, it's home, you know. I feel good about it.
And the food here, you enjoy cooking in Vancouver? We have the food that, you know, you'd like to cook? The availability is good, I guess?
Well, yes, and that's the beauty of it. I did a TV show, and there's a recipe in the book, cod with sun-dry and pumpkin seed pesto. And I said, you live in the perfect place for this recipe, because I try to use black cod from the Pacific, and this is what you have, because on the Atlantic, it's this fish has a problem. It's almost extinct, and we have to be careful about the type of fish we use. And you have this fish, like a lot of other fish, very, very fresh, and yes, it's nice. The producer very, it's a beautiful. It's World of Bounty. This the West Coast.
This is a great book, and a pleasure having you on the program, Ricardo. Je vous remercie.
Oh, well, you know what? It was my pleasure. Thank you very much for this time.
You're very welcome. The book is called Ricardo, Meals for Every Occasion, published by Whitecap Books. Ricardo Larrivée on the line. I'm Joseph Planta.